Hey, folks, it's Mark Arum. I hope you're enjoying the Mark Arum Show podcast. A reminder, you can hear this very radio show live Monday through Friday. We're live 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Severe thunderstorm warning, folks, till 6:30 in the p.m. for the following areas: northeastern Spalding County, southwestern Henry County, and west central Butts County. Hey, it's Mark Arum and gang with you here till 8 in the p.m. Going to keep you entertained as you dodge the raindrops and the bad traffic. Got a fun show tonight. Little Sanjay will join us in an hour with Would You Rather. I want to start off, though. Normally Low T Chuck is screening the calls, but for the purpose of this first segment, I'm going to call him Charles Thomas from The Revenant. That when I call him Charles Thomas, you know, I'm going to ask him a political question. So put on your political hat from The Revenant. He is a representative of TheRevenant.com right now.
The Resurgent.
Resurgent. Damn it. I wasn't even trying to be funny that time. TheResurgent.com. Sorry. He's also Eric Erickson's executive producer. So the man has the resume to break down big political stories.
Sure.
And that's why he's invaluable in the Mark Arum Show. So John Bolton out today.
Yes.
All right, I want to talk about that, but not in the political angle. But I do want to know what the insiders are saying. I know Eric was off today, but Bolton was ousted. What's the backstory?
It sounds like the president was not happy with the pushback that he was getting from John Bolton in regards to the meeting he was trying to set up between the Taliban and them at Camp David.
Okay. I mean, he was a hawk, which, you know.
Very much so.
He butted heads with Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of turmoil in the West Wing, whatever. So Bolton's out, and that's a big position to fill.
It's a
big mustache to fill. What everyone was talking about, though, as I went to bed this afternoon or this morning, this was breaking, and I was like, I want to go to bed, but I want to know the breaking news, was that he was fired via tweet, and people were like, fire. I've never been fired in my life, but I wouldn't mind being fired via tweet.
Yeah, I think it'd be like, fine.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
You happen to go in and talk to
him. Yeah, I mean, I would prefer a text message.
Sure.
You know, but a tweet, public. It's like, as long as you do it before I get up to go to bed and I wake up and look at Twitter, like, I got fired. All right, I can go back to sleep now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But again, I believe it or not, I've never been fired from a job before. I don't think I would handle it well. I don't want to be, I mean, we've seen enough people get canned here at the radio stations, plural. It's a churn and burn industry,
you know.
And I never want to be that guy where Alex Shapiro comes to your desk with a box.
That's the last thing you want to see is
and
him
Kathy
down.
Bates is right there from HR. Like, I never want that to happen. So if any of my bosses are listening, and I've got a million of them because I've got so many jobs.
Just text you.
Text me. That's fine. No hard feelings. 22 years here. I don't care. Tweet me fired. I don't care. Don't make me do the walk of shame with Alex, who's a buddy of mine.
Yep.
You know? I don't ever want to deal that. And no, I don't care.
You need a big box. You got a lot of stuff here,
I do have a lot. I just went to my office.
Futon and everything.
Yeah, I got my futon. Yeah, so.
You got a lot of stuff.
I mean, knock on wood, I never get fired.
Yeah.
And I walk away on my own volition. But if I am going to get fired, Pete Spriggs.
Pete's not bad.
Susan Nadell. Chris Egan. If all my bosses that are listening. Marion Pittman. Kim Guthrie. Just tweet it. Arum,
anybody follows Erickson, I get fired at least once a week on Twitter. I constantly get fired.
My dry cleaning's late, Chuck.
Constantly. He's always like, hey, there's a radio position open as my producer. I just fired my old one. That happens on a weekly basis.
I'd be okay. Like, people are giving him grief, the president, for this. And there's a question, like, did Bolton resign last night? Is he fired?
Whatever.
But I am totally okay with that. I never want to do. I've seen that Friday walk of shame, I've seen grown men cry.
It is not a fun feeling,
no,
especially in radio.
And you know exactly what's going on because they use the same box for your crap.
Yep.
And it's poor HR lady walking with you, and it's your carry, and they don't even carry your stuff for you.
They make you carry it.
Yeah, I've seen that happen way too many. I don't think I'd handle it well.
No,
I think I'd bawl.
I was allowed to take my time and clean stuff out.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was after our show, and I didn't cry until I got in my car. Like, I wouldn't let myself. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you remember the movie Up in the Air with George Clooney? Where
yes.
he was, it was actually a really good movie. He was a professional firer. Like, companies would hire him to go fire people.
And he went to like this to Detroit in this automotive industry. And this guy's like 60, he's been there his whole life. And he just starts bawling. And I'm like, I was thinking about that today. I'm like, that I would be that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be that guy.
No.
Let me cry at home with my dogs. You know, don't have me come in to fire me. Just
then you just all the emotions. Like, this is the last time I'm going to see some of these people, and you don't have a chance to, like, say goodbye because they're ushering you out the door as quickly as possible.
And it's awkward for everyone in the building,
yes.
too. That should be the new policy here at WSB Radio. Fired via tweet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little embarrassing.
I feel like it's walking the green mile a little bit.
Exactly right.
Right?
Dead man
little,
walking.
Yeah, it feels a little, because you just have to, like, shuffle by everybody, and you're like, well, we know where he's headed.
What was that Jack Wagon's character in Green Mile, that Percy? Oh,
Percy.
I hated that.
Oh, he was, that character
dead
was
man walking when he stomped on the mouse.
Yeah, he was
and
awful.
The French, the Creole guy went bananas.
He got his
cry. You remember when the Creole guy was crying?
Yes.
That would be me if oh, Al no. Shapiro showed up in the traffic
oh,
center.
No.
Like, no, what do you do? Like, just fire me via, I would prefer text. Don't call me. I don't want to talk to you.
No.
But if I am getting canned, just send me a text. Aram, it's been fun. Your card is invalidated. We'll send your stuff home. That's how I want to get fired. Is that all right, Longoria?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to have that conversation with you if you got fired. Like, I don't want to be there.
Exactly.
That's
it's awkward.
Yeah, I don't want to be
especially
there.
Especially people that we've worked with for, you know, decades.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to talk about the Bolting firing via Twitter, but only in the Mark Arum Show way. Again, believe it or not, I've never been fired. I've quit jobs, but I've never been fired from one, and I don't think I would handle it well. I want to hear good and bad firing stories, and I don't think I could ever be a boss. Like, I can't do that. Did you ever see Private Parts with Howard Stern?
Oh, yeah.
And he's program director early on,
yes.
and he has to fire somebody, and he goes home and just starts puking because he's so upset. That would be me. I don't have that killer instinct.
I'd have no problem.
Yeah, well, you're a hunter.
Yeah. Like,
I'd have
you shoot Bambi. You have no
problem.
Yeah. Could you fire someone long
No, I don't think so.
Deb, I think, could do it.
I had to hire and let go of interns,
yeah.
which they didn't even get paid, and I felt bad. I'm like, yeah, your internship's...
How does an intern get fired?
Because they don't show up. I mean, it was a morning show. You don't show up.
Yeah.
You know, and they need the credit. I'm like, you know, I mean, I still
Deb
felt
the
bad.
Hammer.
Yeah. Too bad.
Yeah. They're like, you do it.
Turn in your 99X t-shirt as
well,
you walk out
this
the
would
door.
Have been a different station. Yeah.
So I don't think I could do that. So I want, have you guys ever been, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Have you ever been fired from a job, Longoria?
Twice in radio.
Really?
Well, let go, laid off, whatever.
So it was a ratings thing.
Yeah. The morning, I was working a morning show that right when the morning show was over, they called us all in and said, hey, guess what?
But you weren't by yourself. The whole show got laid off.
Yeah, the whole show got laid off that time. Yeah.
And
they wanted me to come back. They actually wanted me to come back to clean up my desk. I was like, I'm not coming back. I was like, I'll do it right now. They didn't want me to go because people were coming in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't want to have to answer all the questions on why we were walking out with boxes.
You were such a nice guy. I can't imagine anyone letting you go.
Yeah.
What was the second time?
The second time, they just flipped the station. No, they flipped the station. But my friend was the PD. And I was on my way back to San Antonio for the weekend, and he called me. And he was like, hey, dude, we're about to have a meeting in about an hour. They're flipping the station. Don't even come back.
Oh, so he gave you a heads up?
Yeah, he was like, they're going to let go of everybody. He's like, no, I wouldn't even come back. I was
See,
like,
all
right, cool.
That's how I want it to go down. Just call. Don't call me. Just text me. That's what my boss is. I mean,
either way was, I mean, you're still getting laid
my
off.
My bosses are my friends.
It doesn't
matter. I think I'm friendly with the bosses. Like, Egan. Just text me. Be like, you know what, Aram, don't come in tonight. You're done. That's fine. I will not feel bad about that. I will appreciate the fact that you do that. So here's a question I have with the Bolton situation. Again, non-political question. It matters if he was fired or he resigned for one reason. If he was fired...
Unemployment?
Yes. He can get $250 a week. If he resigned, I'm pretty sure he can't get the unemployment check. So financially, I think Bolton should be like, yeah, Trump fired me, fine. I didn't resign.
Yeah.
I want the 200.
I'm sure he's not hurting for money, though.
Well, you never know. Mustache wax is very expensive. Very expensive.
Yeah.
George kicks us off on the Mark Arum Show. What's going on, George?
Hey, Mark. So, you know, I get it. You'd rather be fired by a text message. But, you know, let me ask you this. Is it okay to break up with someone over a text message? Or would you prefer that more like in person or on the phone?
I'm weird. I would rather, if my girlfriend Maya's listening, I'd rather she break up with me via text than in person. 100%. I don't care how long. I don't care if I've been married 40 years. I'd rather.
Really?
Yeah. Again, I don't want that face-to-face
thing.
I don't think that at least they owe you that.
You know, like the book said, the relationship book says you can't break up with someone over text after like you've been dating 3 months or whatever. I'm fine.
Would you screenshot that for us?
Yeah, I would absolutely screenshot. If Maya breaks up with me, I will screenshot. Kavita is up on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Kavita.
Hey, Mark.
Kavita Applebaum. Good. What's going on?
So I just had a quick story about I wasn't fired. I was laid off. And I was actually in New York City on a ferry to go see the Statue of Liberty when I got a call from my boss and told me that I was let go. And but I had a day to come back and pack my office. And I wasn't coming back till that Monday. And I'd been at that company for 24 years.
Seems like a scene from a movie. Like, you're on a ferry going to Ellis Island, and she gets called that she's fired. It's like a life-changing moment. The Statue of Liberty's there. Wind in Kavita's hair. It's like a life-changing moment.
And now she's a ferry operator.
But she got called. Do that. Call me when I'm home. Don't do the office. I don't want to do the office thing. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Just got handed from Alex Williams, who does not know this food, an updated severe thunderstorm warning till 7 p.m. now. 7 p.m. severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Henry County, northeastern Butts County, and southwestern Newton County. Stick right here. We got your weather and traffic coverage throughout the evening. Guys in Conyers. Guy, real quick, what do you have, buddy?
In my 20s, I worked as a sort of transcribing word processor in San Francisco, and one company was a huge Capital Lending Corporation, and I would type the minutes to the chairman of the board, and one day they were considering whether to lend money to someone to build a very large hospital, and the conversation was they were kind of worried that most of the windows in the proposed hospital overlooked a cemetery.
Guy, I'm going to hold you right there. What a cliffhanger. We're going to find out what happens with the windows over the proposed ceremony when we come back after news, weather, and traffic. John Bolton fired via tweet. I'm okay with that. I'd rather that than in person. Your thoughts next on The Mark Arum Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Zoe Saldana, and you're listening to The Mark Arum Show.
Not in person. Tune in. Welcome back to the show, 639, 80 degrees on Peachtree Street, Longoria. We got to make an adjustment to The Mark Arum Show back sweat meter, my friend. It was an 8.5 as I was driving in, but now it's down to a lowly 5.
So, I know.
Yeah.
80 degrees.
Yeah, the rain has cooled things off. New Chris Chandler coming in studio. Look at this. This is like old school newsroom. All right. Latest severe weather storm warning. Warning for East Central Carroll, Southwestern Douglas, Southwestern Fulton County. Locations include Palmetto, Chattahoochee Hills, Campbellton, Byers Crossroads, Fairplay, and Hannah. There's a city named Hannah in Georgia. Hail indicated damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. Wow. All right. So we're going to continue to follow the breaking weather news. The breaking political news. John Bolton, National Security Advisor, today was fired via tweet. And everyone was up in arms. How can you get fired via? I would rather be fired via tweet or text, preferably, than in person. Your thoughts on that? And how do you fire people, all the bosses out there? How do you do it? And give me some good firing stories. I think we were talking to Fred in Roswell. Was that the
Yeah.
Fred left us with a cliffhanger, something about windows in a cemetery. Fred, finish your tale, my friend. Fred, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I'm a new caller.
Oh,
I'm
all right.
The guy that you just...
Who was the guy that
go
was...
Go ahead?
Yeah, go ahead, Fred. I can wait a couple more minutes to hear the cemetery story.
Actually, I kind of enjoy being fired. I've been fired from every job I've had. I'm just a real jerk of an employee. And, I want to be fired in person. I want it to be very adversarial. I want some big security guards there.
Oh, no, I don't want that at
all.
All
my stuff in a box.
I guess there is some pleasure if you are a boss. I guess there is some measure of pleasure you could get firing someone you really dislike. Right? Like, that could be a pleasurable experience, I could see. All right, Guy was the story about the windows and the cemetery. Hey, Guy, welcome back, buddy.
Hi. I had to listen to these audios of the chairman of the board of a huge Chrysler, a capital lending
the company. I accidentally said the name. Anyway, they were worried about whether they should lend money to build a hospital, and all the windows overlooked a cemetery. And at the end of the long report, they said, and I was supposed to type, after the deliberation, they decided it did not pose a serious problem. But when I typed it up, I wrote, it did not pose a grave problem.
Oh, and you got fired for that?
They called the service and said, don't come in tomorrow.
You saved that story, guy, because that story was going nowhere. But that you came back and saved it with that grave problem.
I thought you'd like it.
Here's what I don't want to have, Longoria. I don't want to have the Bobs fire me. You remember the Bobs from Office Space?
Yes.
How would you not want to have them fire you?
You've heard some of the rumors circulating around the hallways about how we're going to be doing a house cleaning with some of the software people.
Well, Bob, I have heard that. You've got to do what you got to do.
We're going to be getting rid of these people here. First, Mr. Samir.
Not going to work here.
Not going to work here anymore. Anyway,
I would like the conversation though to like that. You know, in Office Space, they had to reapply for their jobs. Basically,
yeah.
I would love to have that meeting. Oh, you want? Yeah, you want to know what I do? All right, at 4:31, I do a TV hit. Then I sit down and do a radio hit. Then I stand up and do a TV hit. And then I sit down and do a radio hit. Like the afternoons. I mean, this is whatever it is.
Right.
But the mornings.
This is whatever it is.
Till 9 o'clock.
They'd have to hire 3 people to replace me in the mornings. The Bobs would not fire me for the morning.
No.
For this show, they would fire me. But I would survive the Bobs in the morning. Mark's in Marietta. Mark, welcome to the program.
Yeah, it was a great story. I was fired by a guy that he read everyone's emails that came into the company, and he also listened in on your phone calls.
Oh, my. Was he allowed to do this?
Well, this was back in the day. This was a while. This was a long time ago. He was an entrepreneur. He had his own business. I don't think, I don't know if he could or not, but he did. And I always knew so because every time I was on the phone with one of my reps, I hear this clicking.
Oh,
so
no.
I always suspected he listened to calls. And so he would always try and screw his guys, his contractors out of commission. So I was talking to one of his biggest reps on the phone, and I said, hey, you know, you better watch out because this guy's going to try and screw you out of your commission. And all of a sudden I hear this click. My office door flies open, and he says, you're telling that guy? And he literally fired me on the spot, had me clean up my desk, and walked me to my car.
Well worth it. Well worth it, my friend. Do you know they can look at our emails, our work emails here?
Yeah.
I don't know if they've ever done that. That's why I don't want Russ sending pictures of his ladies anymore to my work email. Like, stop, Russ. Stop. Like, they can literally check our email.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I've done some stuff over the years that's probably borderline. Hopefully not a grave error.
No.
All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls. John Bolton fired via tweet. I have no problem with that. Fire me any way but in person. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show. 6:52, 8 in front of 7. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 8 in the p.m. with the bananas. We have severe thunderstorm warnings. Southeastern Henry, northern Butts, and southwestern Newton County. We'll keep you posted on the severe weather throughout the show and, of course, throughout the overnight with Mark Aowan. Leading up to Atlanta's morning news starting at 4:30 with Scott Slade. Tanner joins us in the Vinings area. Tanner, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man?
All right, so it's my last year of college, and I've been working at this place. It's a restaurant. I'm not going to give the name, but we'll call it. It's a pretty expensive fast serve kind of bread sandwich salad bread.
Understood. Gotcha.
And so they usually have kind of like a monthly meeting to make sure that everyone knows the rules and everything. And usually they'll crack down on something specific and happen to just so make an example of one person. The first person that gets that thing wrong. And I'd been working there for like 3 years at that point. So I was like, there's no way they're going to get me on anything. And I used to have a really bad problem with setting my alarm sometimes. And the crackdown of the month was two strikes of being late and you're out.
Wow.
And the second time I came in 30 minutes late. And what made me upset about getting fired for that was not because of me getting fired. Because, I mean, I guess I deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
But the assistant manager who had just been promoted to it, who I had talked to maybe twice, was the one person that told me. And the general manager was there himself, so I was just kind
of
like...
But wouldn't you rather have been told via text or tweet than instead of having to come in?
No, and that's where I got to disagree on you, Mark, because usually I just kind of it's easier to communicate on some serious issues face to face.
Well, that's if you're trying to save the job. See, if I'm getting fired, there's no saving my job, right? Like they've talked to lawyers. I'm a contracted employee. They got to buy me out. Like at that point, I'm not begging. There's no amount of begging I can do to save my job. Looking at Storm Tracker 2 HD radar, Deb Green, we got a really bad thunderstorm right now, northeast of Rome, southwest of Adairsville. We'll monitor that situation. But if you're in that area between Rome and Adairsville, it looks really, really rough right now. Please be careful. Chris joins us on the program. Hello, Chris.
Hey, so I was in college up in Delaware, and I was working at an overnight. I was working at Acme, which would down here would be like a Publix or a Kroger.
Sure.
And stocking shelves, and I would call out all the time. And so I decided to go in and pick up my check and check the schedule for the following week. And I picked up my check. I looked at the schedule and where my name was. It just was across the whole week, day by day, was spelled out. G-O-N-E.
Oh, wow. So like, you would call out sick a lot, and you actually paid the price for it.
Oh, yeah.
You paying attention, Chuck? You paying attention to this call? you took too many days off, and they finally got rid of you.
Yeah, but they didn't talk to me or anything. I had to find out by looking at the schedule. I just walked out. I was like, I guess I don't have a job.
Yeah, G-O-N-E. Chris Gaughan joining us on the program. Interesting. Mike's in Dallas. Mike, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Mark, appreciate it. I'll tell you what, I would definitely appreciate a text or a tweet because I could have had a three-day weekend. I worked there for 17 and a half years with the company. They were doing layoffs, and the president of the company called me at the end of the day on a Thursday, but I missed. I'd already gone. I came in Friday, and I called him in the morning at his office. He said, I'll just talk to you at the end of the day. I worked the whole end of the day for Friday.
Oh, no.
And then he lets me go. I got to thinking about it. I'm going, I could have used a three-day weekend.
I learned from Office Space was, you know, the Bobs Longoria. They fire people on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, that makes sense to do it. So I would absolutely let me know Thursday night. Like, Arum, just don't come in tomorrow. It's over, man.
Yeah, both the times I got laid off were Fridays.
Yeah. I don't think they do that here at the station. I don't think they have a certain day that they fire. Is
you
it Friday?
Walk in and
yeah, but is it always on Friday?
No.
Yeah, I think it's whenever.
They just shut your cards off. Like, oh, it doesn't work. Well, you know, you're not working here.
No, I would rather that. Like, I pull up at 3:30 in the morning and I can't get in the building. It's like, oh, I'm fired. That's actually happened to me where my ID card doesn't work, and I'm like, oh no, did I get fired? And they're like, no, you're still here. You're never leaving. 404-872-0751, 800-WSB-TALK. National Security Advisor John Bolton fired via tweet. President Trump taking grief for that, but I actually would appreciate that more than an in-person firing. When we come back, Little Sanjay and Would You Rather on The Mark Arum Show.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you.
To the show to go to Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there, 7:08, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. Don't forget, once you get home out of the car, you can listen to the show via Amazon Alexa or the WSB radio app. We're going to get to Little Sanjay in just a second. We'll continue to take your calls about John Bolton, the National Security Advisor, getting fired via tweet today, which I personally would prefer to an in-person firing. I never want to have to deal with that. But there's another story that Deb Green pulled that I absolutely love, Chuck. This is out of Alabama. So if it's from Alabama, I'm going to let you know up front before I start telling the story that this is from Alabama. This could have made me quit school. All right, so check out what this Alabama school is doing. They have removed the doors from the bathroom stalls.
What?
So, like, you know, the stall, not the...
Why?
To prevent kids from vaping.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I don't think
I heard
could,
that.
I don't think I could go
no.
Hurry, hurry, poopies, as Longoria likes to say, number two, in a doorless stall. Like, I get freaked out.
No.
Like, someone tries, if I'm in a public restroom.
You might as well go in the bushes.
If someone tries to open the door, I'm like, oh, whoa, yeah, easy killer, I'm in here.
Privacy.
If there was no doors on this, you know how often I go to the bathroom too.
You wouldn't survive.
I would literally quit school. I'd be like, all right, I'm going to take the GED test, and we'll see how this works out for me. Because
is this an actual problem, or are they trying to prevent what they think is a problem?
What I don't understand is, like, even if there's a door on the stall, you could tell someone's vaping,
sure,
right?
It'll still plume up.
Yeah. Like, that's why it's Alabama. They're like, well, just take the doors off.
The doors off.
Then we'll be able to tell if they're vaping. I would have quit school if there was no...
I bet you they're still vaping in there,
yeah, of course,
with the doors not
open. It makes no difference. Yeah. I freak out if I go to a place, not freak out, but I'm very disillusioned. When you go to a place that next in the urinals, they don't have the divider between the urinals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just urinal. Yeah, I want urinal divider.
You don't
want
to rub elbows with the guy next to you?
I just don't want, I need a little privacy there.
Yes.
Like that little wall they put up there. I need that
something.
Wall.
Have you ever been where there's just a trough of like...
Oh, yeah.
Fulton County Stadium.
Yeah.
With just ice. Like, yep. Just...
Yes.
That's just fun, though.
But that's at a ball game.
that's
a different story. Like, at Fulton County Stadium, they would have urinals, but there's like four of them. Yeah. And there's a line there. And then they just had the ice trough.
Yeah.
You're at a ball game and you do it. You know, you're having a couple beers. You're going to do that. But if I'm at a restaurant or
yeah,
something...
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't want to see, you know, Scott Jenkins next to me. You know,
my grade school didn't have them. I would go home, go to the bathroom.
My grade school had, and I've never been back to my elementary school, as we called it in Connecticut. They had the urinal that was like literally 6 inches off the ground.
Yeah, the real small ones.
Yeah.
Like an Uncle Buck when he goes in there and tries to go to the bathroom and he's trying to figure out how to get down that long.
I remember a teacher would go in there and like he would have to
Oh, you got to squat down
like
and almost get on your knees.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like a catcher.
It's awful.
So I just want to know your thought. Like, that would be, I would literally quit school.
Yeah.
If there were no doors on the bathroom.
But then, so are teachers going in? Because the only way that this makes a difference, are teachers just roaming the bathrooms then?
I don't know.
Because if they're not in there, it makes no difference whether there's a door or not,
yeah.
Unless they're hoping someone tells
them. Yeah, that's why it's Alabama.
Okay, well,
because,
right.
Like,
I don't know why I'm overthinking
the door
this.
Is like, oh, we'll be able to see him vaping now. I don't know, the plumes of smoke coming up from behind the door, that wasn't...
Maybe we should ask Sanjay, isn't he from Alabama?
You know what, let's do little Sanjay then.
Sure.
Well, do it.
Would you rather with little Sanjay?
He's the guru, the soothsayer, the truth seeker, the asker of unanswerable questions. He joins us every Tuesday and Thursday on the Mark Arum Show. What's up, big Sanjay? How are you, my friend?
My man, I have got so much information about this subject.
All right, so when you were in school in Alabama, did they even have doors on the bathrooms, or did you have bathrooms at all?
That's a very good point. Now, I'm going to tell you, 26 years ago when I was in high school, I don't remember the circumstances. Either people were riding on the doors or there was I think it was mainly the riding on the doors. And the principal said, you know what? If you can't respect the doors, we'll take them off. And they took every door off of every stall, and it was awkward.
And did you still use them, though, with the doorless stall? I mean...
No!
Yeah, I didn't think so.
The bathroom next to the art room downstairs actually was the only one, you know, it was like a single-serving bathroom.
Yeah. There's one here over in the sales side that's a single server. If I know I'm in trouble, I go to that one. Because it's just one, it's one self-contained room. It's awesome. I can vape in there. No one gives me grief. It's fantastic. All right, so Sanjay is going to ask us unanswerable questions. We're going to answer him in studio. Please play along in your car. What's the first question, Sanjay?
All right, number one, on the same subject, would you rather stick your hand in something slimy or something sticky? Unknown subject.
Yeah, I get it. I'm going to go sticky. I think there's less harmful stuff that's sticky than slimy. I'm going sticky. Deb Green.
I'll do slimy. I don't
slimy?
Care.
All right. Chuck?
I cannot stand sticky stuff on my hands.
Really?
Cannot stand it.
So you're doing slimy.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Longoria.
I'm going to do slimy.
All right. Interesting. I don't know. I don't think I've ever stuck my hand I'm sure I have in something slimy.
I don't know, but I can't stand sticky things on my hands.
But I'm used to getting, you know, Waffle House syrap on my hands all the time. Am I missing the... Did I miss a joke?
Sorry.
Sticky? The sticky icky? All right, anyway. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, number two. Would you rather everyone have the same beliefs, or everyone be almost the same physically?
What?
Leaf of what?
Do I get to pick what they look pizza? Physically?
Yeah, sure.
So it's a world of Selma Hayek's. Never mind. The end of question. A world of Selma Hayek's.
Same beliefs, like wait, religious belief. What do you mean?
Like everyone that listens to the Hannity show, they all think the same.
Oh. Or they all look the same.
Yeah,
I'll deal with the world of mannequins. That's fine.
All right, Chuck.
Oh, it'd be so much easier to have people just think the way I do. I'd much rather have that.
Well, it's not necessarily they don't think the way Chuck does, though, right? It's just they all think the same.
Well, they're going to think the way Chuck does. One way, and everybody thinks that way.
I want
everybody to think the same.
All right, interesting. Yeah. All right, next question, Sanjay.
Better.
All right, number three. Would you rather take a human life face-to-face a million lives by the push of a button, assuming you had to do either?
Do I pick the one guy I got to kill face-to-face?
No.
It's just random?
No.
It's a rando?
I mean, the math doesn't work out on this one. I got to kill one person instead of a million, right? I could at least sell that to God at the pearly gates. Like, I saved 990,999 lives.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dear Jesus. Like, give me some credit. Right? That's how the conversation would go. So I'm going to kill one person in person.
In person, like with my hands?
Or any instrument, right? Can you use a knife or something?
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. Not a gun.
Okay.
Not a gun, Sanjay
says. Not a gun.
You can strangle them in a doorless stall.
All vaping.
Yeah, I feel like I'll vape to death. I'll kill the one person. Yeah. If it's a rando, I don't care.
You have to do the one person, I think.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Like the million people, is there any context to this? Is it just totally random?
It's just a million people. You'll probably never meet them or have met them.
It's a million people, Chuck.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people around here.
He's bluffing here because I know he wants to kill someone.
Yeah, see, this is my problem. My problem is...
If you get to choose the person. My problem is
what am I going to get more joy out of? I'm kidding. I'll probably pick the one person.
One person, Longoria. Yeah.
I think it would be easier because you're not looking at them, the million people.
You're a nice guy. You won't be able to sleep.
I mean, you're just pushing a button. To you, that's just a button.
Yeah.
You know you killed a million people, but you don't know who they are. Yeah. I think I'd rather do that.
You wake up the next morning and Fox News is like, a million people died.
Then I can just turn off the TV and I'll listen to it. I already knew the story.
You don't have to think about
Longoria, sick bastard going for the million. Next question, Sanjay.
All right, knowing how the world works, would you rather your offspring be exceptionally intelligent or exceptionally social?
Social?
That's a good
social, like, you know, social minded.
The correct question would have been like extremely intelligent or extremely attractive. Social. What the hell does social mean?
Yeah, social. Ew. I mean, like, some people don't know anything, but they sure know how to work their way. You know, like someone can work a room and not know anything, and you got a nerd that knows everything, but can't talk to anybody.
Yeah. All right.
Look how many duds fail their way up the corporate ladder.
Yeah. I guess. No, I want a smart kid. I want a smart, socially awkward kid. I won't have to wait, especially if it's a girl. I don't have to worry about boys, anything like that. Like Longoria's going to have to deal in 15 years.
Me and Chuck.
Yeah, I guess someone who can just manipulate people.
Girls can already do that.
Do I have to have a girl?
No.
I don't want a girl.
Pick whatever you want, Deb Green. It's a Sanjay's fantasy world. You pick whatever you
it's
want.
Definitely a fantasy world. I would much rather have smart.
Smart, yeah.
Yeah, intelligent. Too, right. So.
You got one more, Sanjay, or is that it?
I do, but it's a little morbid. We're
going to
end on that.
All right, good.
Hey, he's learning.
He's punching out.
Sanjay, the official accountant of the Mark Arum Show. Find him on Facebook, Brass Tax Accounting. Thanks for your effort, Sanjay. Good job, buddy.
My man.
All right, take care, buddy. 404-872-0750. Gary's in Lawrenceville. Gary, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Thanks, Mark. How are you tonight?
What's up, brother?
I have a very heartbreaking fire story for you, and it's ironic you're doing this tonight.
You got about 40 seconds, though, just so you know.
9/11/2001, I had my office with me watching the terrorist attack when our home office sent two people down to lay off half the office that day.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
That is awful. And were you one of the ones that got fired?
Yeah, I sure was.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what? That might have been a blessing. Because at least, you know.
I had a newborn at home, so it made it, you know, easier to come home and deal with, oh, honey, I got fired, versus, you know, the hundreds of people that didn't get to go home at all.
Unbelievable. I'm glad you mentioned 9/11 tomorrow, Longoria. We're going to do a special 9/11 tribute show here starting at 6 p.m. on the Mark Arum Show. Coming back, talking about Bolton's firing and Alabama taking the doors off the stalls in the bathroom. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Welcome back to the show. 735, 83 degrees on Peachtree Street. One of the best that we're talking about, Bolton getting fired, Longoria. Can I play some audio here? The best, this is some from someone on Twitter. The best firing scene in television history when Kramer gets fired from the company.
Kramer, I've been reviewing your work. Quite frankly, it stinks.
You know, I'll work harder, nights, weekends, whatever it takes.
No, no, I don't think that's going to do it.
These reports you handed in, it's almost as if you have no business training at all. I don't know what this is supposed to be. I'm trying to get ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. There's just no way that we could keep you on.
I don't even really work here.
That's what makes this so difficult.
Kramer just shows up to an office and pretends to work there. It's fantastic.
TCB in, man.
That's why, you know, text me. Don't fire me in person like that. Just text me. Rob's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
I've got a firing story for you.
Go ahead.
So years ago, I had to fire a guy. I'm based in Atlanta. He's based in Southern California. So I put an ad in the Orange County Register, book my flight out there, get in, get to the hotel. My Motorola StarTAC rings. I look down. The guy I'm there to fire is calling me. So I answer, say, what's up? He's like, what you doing? I said, I'm kind of busy. What do you need? He's like, I got the bill from the Orange County Register.
Oh, no.
Contained the ad as well.
That's so funny. So he... But, you know, we were just talking about want ads yesterday in the paper. That's fantastic. Good story. All right. How would you rather be fired in person or via tweet or text? And what do you think about the doorless stalls in Alabama schools prevent vaping? I couldn't do it. 404-872-0750. The Mark Arum Show, 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Hey, this is Lois Griffin, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show.
He packed in the animals 2x2, ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the dust, Chip and him, tell him about the master plan. Oh, my Lord.
Welcome back to the show. 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Jennifer Griffey's just telling us about a severe thunderstorm warning for Carroll County. We got severe weather and a ground stop, Deb Green, at Hartsfield-Jackson till 7:45. Well, I guess that's just 8 minutes. 8 minutes from now, Longoria. Then the planes will be up and running again.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about John Bolton getting fired via tweet today. A lot of uproar about that, but I personally, I've never been fired, knock on wood. But if I am, I'd rather not be in person. Send me a text, send me a tweet, Facebook Messenger, whatever. Hey, Arum, you're fired. I don't want that walk of shame that we've seen so many times here in the hallowed halls of WSB Radio. And Alabama, in an effort to prevent vaping in high school bathrooms, are taking the stall doors off of the stalls so they can see people vaping, which apparently they couldn't see with the doors up. As a girl, Deb Green... the lone female banana. Wouldn't that be bad for girls, too, to not have a door on the stall?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean,
I don't know what goes on in the girls' room, so I'm asking
there's
you.
There's a monthly thing that you have to take care of that would not be pleasant for other people to watch either.
Yeah, you right? want
besides,
privacy.
Besides number two, you know. But, yeah, nobody would want that.
How many urinals are in the female bathrooms
Zero.
Here? None? So what do you do with all that extra space?
There's more stalls.
Is there? How many stalls are in the bathroom over here?
Which one? Oh, by the break room?
Yeah.
Four?
Four stalls?
Right, yeah.
You hear that, Longoria?
Why? What do you have?
I have two.
Yeah, well, yeah, but we got urinals in there.
So. But
yeah.
That's
and girls need more sinks, too. You know, they're always doing their makeup and hair.
So. Come here, Jennifer. What are you trying to tell me?
Carroll
and Paulding County. Severe weather. Four stalls?
Yeah.
I want to go in there and see that. How do you fit four stalls in there? The bathroom must be bigger.
No. Same size.
No, you've been in there?
You've been in there.
I just know how construction works. All right. The same size.
But the stalls are close together. I don't know. We'll check it out after the show. 404-872-0750.
Are we
going to
take a field trip in there or what?
1-800-WSB-TALK. Water Lady joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Water Lady.
Now, how about Letter Lady, Mark?
Oh, also known as Letter Lady. Chuck spells letter as water. How are you, Letter Lady?
I'm pretty good. How you doing, Mark?
Excellent. What's cooking?
Well, I just want to let you know that if you've got a phobia about being in bathrooms without doors, don't ever go into the military. They have no doors on the stalls, neither guys or girls. And you got people standing there looking at you like, come on, hurry up, I got to go too.
Yeah, I was going to join the military, and then I watched Full Metal Jacket, and I was like, no, it's not gonna happen. Yeah,
that's not the real military.
Zero privacy. Oh, well, the bathrooms
but
were...
gang showers.
Yeah.
Gang showers.
Like, there's not even... There wasn't even a divider between the commodes.
No.
And then Private Pyle had
if
to...
You're
had
lucky,
to
you've got a wall.
Clean I think them all with a toothbrush,
the
remember that?
We had a wall, but the guys didn't.
Oh, you had a... All right.
They're just lined up, so all you right. get over your shyness real quick.
I don't know. That prevented what it could have been a 4-star military career for me, Longoria.
Really? That's what made it, okay.
That prevented me from joining the military, because I saw Full Metal Jacket. I'm like, well, there's no doors for the bathroom. There's no dividers. I can't do that. I'd wound up doing radio instead. I could have been in Afghanistan right now leading the troops. That was my path.
That was your path. Okay.
Until, you know, because the Gulf War when I was in high school, everyone was signing up. I was like, yeah, let's do that. Oh, what? There's no. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
AJ or Al's in Cartersville. I'm sorry, Al. Welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Excellent. What's cooking?
Hey, listen, I'm a fellow Yankee like you, originally from Rhode Island. I've been listening. I think you have to check out the fact that I don't believe the stalls were taken off the doors weren't taken off the stalls in the girls' room. From what I've read.
It was just the boys' room?
Right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's just the boys' bathroom.
So maybe it's worth researching whether it's both the boys and the girls.
You're 100% right. It is just the boys' room. And this all happened because a guy passed out from vaping in the bathroom a couple of weeks ago. But I still don't understand. Right. Like, that if you're going to vape in the bathroom, and that's what... That kids in my high school would smoke in the bathrooms all the time. You'd walk in and it would be smoky. They're still going to do it. Like the removing the doors.
Yeah, it's not going to stop them from doing
is
it.
Not,
that makes, is it just so that you can see them if they passed out? Is that the whole reason?
Well, I think you could still see someone on the floor if they passed out,
that's
right?
That's what I was thinking.
There was another episode of Seinfeld where Costanza's idea was to have the bathroom stall doors go all the way to the bottom. So you couldn't see the feet underneath. Yeah. Matt's at Alpharetta. Matt, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, a bathroom stall story. When I was 16, 17, I was at the varsity. Apparently, it hit me a little early. And I go in the bathroom, and the varsity has a ton of stalls in the men's bathroom. And apparently, the only one that was open didn't have a door. And I had to finish my business with people staring at me because it wasn't going to wait.
They had a doorless stall at the varsity.
Yeah, they had a doorless. Well, nobody was in it because nobody was.
Yeah, no one wants to be in there.
People staring at them.
So. It's one of the most awkward times in a person's life. Especially if you go to a crowded bathroom, like let's say you go to the Fox Theater and it's intermission and there's like everyone rushes to the, you know, one of those situations where there's just a mad rush. And then you've got two lines in the men's room. I'm dropping men knowledge on you here, Deb Green. You've got two lines. You've got one line for the urinals and one line for the stalls. And it would drive me crazy. Like a guy would wait in the stall line just to go number one. You know what I'm saying? When space, and you know, if you got to go number two, that takes preference over a guy that's got to go number one. And you got some jackwagon that's waiting in the line for the stalls instead of the urinals. Like, have some compassion, man.
Well, maybe he doesn't want people. I mean, the ones at the Fox, they don't have any dividers, do they?
But in that situation, I get if there's no one around, you know, but if there's
a
line.
So if it was you would go to the urinal, even though there's no divider?
Yes, absolutely. Have some compassion for the dudes that are waiting to go number two, is what I'm trying to say.
Right, I got you.
There's a time and place to do number one in a stall. If there's a line of guys that really have to go, go to the urinal. I mean, that's just compassion right there.
Yeah.
Mark's in Stockbridge. Mark, welcome to the program, buddy.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mark. Yeah, I have more of a urinal story, too. Back in the 70s, I worked in a factory. And in the men's room, we had urinals on one side of the wall. But on the other side of the wall, we had this trough, which was actually a sink, which had a little floor thing you stepped on, which got the water running. You washed your hands. But it was a big trough, like, you know, five or six guys. We had a new guy walk in. Three guys washing their hands. This guy walks up and thinks it's the other kind of
trough.
He just starts doing his business right there in the sink. We're all looking at him like, what are you doing, dude?
I think every guy listening right now, this is, again, Deb, dropping guy knowledge for you. Not that you wouldn't know this. I think we've all gone in the sink before, right?
In a sink?
Yeah.
Like a legitimate sink?
A legitimate sink.
No.
Never? Chuck?
Now in the shower, yeah, but not in a sink.
You've never gone in a sink?
No. I've never had a need
number
to.
One, I'm talking about. Not number
yeah,
one.
Yeah. You
oh, geez, good Lord.
Yeah. Like a fraternity party? And
no.
You just, really?
I just go outside.
One of my funniest lines of all time is, I forgot what comedian it was. I think it was Buddy Hackett. He said, Bob Newhart's so classy, he steps out of the shower to pee. Like, every guy does that. Well, I've done a show on this, and it didn't management didn't like it that much.
I'm sure they did,
but I couldn't believe there were guys. I did the show years ago, and there were guys that say they don't pee in the shower.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, that's BS.
I agree. Girls do that in the shower?
If you have to, yeah. I mean, like when you're in college, and you know you're all in the same bathroom. And yeah. If you have to go, you're gonna go.
Have you ever gone in a sink?
No, that would be really difficult.
Am I weird that I've gone in a sink?
Yes, you're the weird one that's gone in the sink.
That would be very difficult. Yeah. Stacy's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Stacy.
Hello.
Have you gone in a sink, Stacy?
No, you guys have more urinal stories than I think I've ever heard in my whole life.
What about in the shower? Do you go in the shower?
I'm going to agree with your co-host.
Deb Green.
If you have to.
Yeah, if you have to. But not you don't enjoy it. It's just out of necessity.
Correct.
I think guys enjoy it.
What, in the shower?
Yeah, surprising. In the shower. You aim at the drain. It's fun. It's a game. You make a game of it.
Who aims?
sounds about right.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry, Stacey. What did you want to talk about?
I actually was calling in regards to the firing subject.
John Bolton, National Security Advisor, fired via tweet.
Via tweet. So I actually had to, I call it let someone go. It's a little more politically correct, I guess, than fire.
Mm-hmm.
Not as mean. I had to let someone go on Friday. That this person was 25 years old.
Oh.
And over the weekend had a camera installed in our office. He was supposed to come yesterday to retrieve his personal belongings during business hours, of course. And about 9:45 last night, he didn't take the firing very well. It was almost like, I'll let you know if I'm okay being fired.
What?
But at 9:45 last night, I had an alert pop up on my phone that there was some activity in our office. And to my surprise, I got a very good picture and video of him and his father entering into the office. For about 30 minutes.
What were they doing in there? Stealing stuff, or?
He was getting his personal belongings.
Gotcha.
Couldn't come during 9 to 5.
How did he get in the office at that late an hour?
When he left on Friday, basically running out of the office, I didn't get a chance to get the key.
Oh, see, I can't be ever in charge. I can't fire anybody. Just so you know, guys, I have no firing power over any of you.
Oh yeah, we know that.
I can recommend it.
Yes,
but I cannot fire any of you. Max is up next on the program. What's cooking, Max?
Hey, I got a fired story for you.
All right.
Probably about a year ago, I got a job raising money for firefighters, and 1 month I did not hit what I was supposed to, so the boss calls me in and says, you did not hit your daily mark and everything, so I'm going to need to get $250 from you or I'm going to have to fire you.
What?
I thought he was joking, and I said, are you kidding me? what you're doing is illegal. And he goes, stop right there. Get up. Get the hell out of my office.
Oh, my God.
So what happens after that? What he didn't know is 2 weeks earlier than that, his girlfriend was in the office, and she slipped me her phone number. I call her up the night that he fired me.
Yeah.
We met at a hotel.
Unfortunately, I have to stop the story right there. But, yeah, that's called retribution, Deb Green. Retribution. One segment to go on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. On Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. This is the Mark Arum Show on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Mark Arum on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Final segment of the show, got to be quick. Fernando joins us on the show. Fernando, what's cooking?
Hey, Mark, how's it going, man?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I got a firing story, and it may be a little unusual compared to other stories you heard.
All right, you got to be quick, though.
All right, so stay tuned. So I was working at this warehouse in Lawrenceville a couple years ago, and I had a friend that worked third shift. I get off at 11 p.m., he comes in. We're in the restroom, actually. I'm actually washing my hands and heading out. He's coming in the restroom, and behind him is a supervisor, and the supervisor says, Jerome, didn't I tell you about coming in late? And Jerome's like, I got to use the restroom. I don't have time for this. He's like, oh, no, I'm gonna see about you tonight. I'll see about you. So I'm walking out laughing, thinking they're just clowning.
Yeah.
Following day, I find out that the supervisor actually beats him up while he's using the restroom.
Oh, my God.
And yes. Yes.
And forces him
to finish the shift. He gets back out there on the shift. Once he finished the shift, he fired him because he said he couldn't see. He couldn't see well. He kept messing up on the lines.
Because he beat him.
He couldn't see well because his eye was swollen.
Oh, my God.
Suge Knight?
I'd rather be fired in person and not beat up, I guess. That's awful. Oh, my goodness. Don't beat me up, Pete Spriggs. Ken's in Woodstock. Ken, real quick, what do you have?
Mark, back in the 70s, I went to a bazillion rock concerts at the old Omni where there was lots of beer drinking going on, and the sink was utilized every time.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
These guys are all spoiled, not in my background. Yeah, anymore. These guys are just, highfalutin' spoiled guys.
Oh, that's what it
Let's
is.
Let's do star of the show.
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I'm going to take it. I haven't won one in a while. Put me on the scoreboard, Low T. Put me on the scoreboard. Tomorrow, Deb Green, we got a big show, Millennial Match Game. It's the anniversary of 9/11. We'll pay tribute as well. And whatever the day brings.
Okay.
The big local stories.
The big headlines of the day.
The big headlines of the day. We'll cover them here. Plus Millennial Match Game and 9/11 tribute. We got it all for you tomorrow, 6 to 8. Don't forget the podcast available on WSBRadio.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud. On Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.